Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Pan American Silver Corp, also known by its ticker, PACE. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of a major player in the precious metals space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for this company, with insights pulled straight from the latest data and updates. So let's dive in and see if Pan American Silver Corp is a glittering addition to your portfolio or if there are some cracks beneath the surface. First, for those who might not be as familiar, Pan American Silver Corp is a heavyweight in the mining industry, specifically focused on silver and gold production. Operating primarily in the Americas with a strong presence across multiple countries, they've built a reputation as one of the largest primary silver producers globally. Headquartered in Canada, they employ thousands and have a diverse portfolio of mines and projects. Their sector, basic materials, and specifically the silver and gold mining industry, often moves with commodity prices, geopolitical trends, and macroeconomic factors like inflation, something we'll keep in mind as we analyze their position. Now let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over various time frames, Pan American Silver has shown a mixed bag. Short term, we've seen some volatility over the past week and month, but when you zoom out to the 6 month and 1 year marks, there are signs of resilience, especially when compared to broader industry trends in precious metals. Over 5 years, their performance reflects the cyclical nature of mining, with ups and downs tied to silver and gold price swings. On the news front, there's been chatter about operational updates and market conditions affecting silver demand, which could play a big role in their near-term trajectory. But let's not get stuck on the day-to-day noise. Our focus is on what this means for the long haul. All right, let's get into the meat of this analysis with a full SWOT breakdown for Pan American Silver Corp, starting with what they've got going for them. Strengths: solid market position in silver production. Pan American Silver Corp isn't just another mining company. They're a leader in primary silver production. Their extensive portfolio of operating mines across the Americas gives them a strong foothold, and their scale allows for operational efficiencies that smaller competitors can't match. For long-term investors, this kind of dominance in a niche like silver is a big plus. Diversified revenue streams. Beyond silver, they've got significant gold production, which acts as a buffer when silver prices dip. Looking at their revenue by product segments, it's clear they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, which helps stabilize cash flows over time, something you want to see in a commodity-driven business. Strong financial metrics. Diving into their latest numbers, their gross profit margin stands out as healthy for the industry, showing they're managing costs well despite the capital-intensive nature of mining. Plus, their operating cash flow, as seen in recent cash flow statements, indicates they're generating enough to reinvest in operations without over-relying on debt, a key sign of financial discipline. Positive earnings call insights. In their most recent Q4 and year-end 2024 earnings call, management highlighted record results in certain areas and a focus on maintaining strong cash flow. They're not just talking the talk. The numbers back up their confidence, which is reassuring for investors looking at stability over the long term. Weaknesses. Debt levels raise eyebrows. Let's not sugarcoat it. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly a shining star. While it's not at crisis levels, it's higher than I'd like to see for a company in a cyclical industry. If commodity prices tank or interest rates keep biting, this could strain their balance sheet. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they manage this. Operational risks in focus. Mining isn't a walk in the park, and Pan American Silver faces challenges like regulatory hurdles and operational disruptions, as mentioned in their earnings call. These aren't just one-off issues, they're part of the territory, and they can hit profitability hard if not handled well. Profitability margins under pressure. While gross margins look good, their net profit margin isn't as impressive. This suggests that after all the operating expenses and taxes, there's less left over than you'd hope. For a long-term play, this could signal inefficiencies that need addressing to maximize shareholder value. Opportunities. Rising demand for precious metals. Silver and gold often shine during times of economic uncertainty or inflation, and with macro trends pointing to ongoing volatility, Pan American Silver is well positioned to benefit. Silver, in particular, has industrial uses beyond just jewelry or investment, and demand could spike if tech sectors ramp up. Growth through strategic moves. Management emphasized pursuing growth opportunities in their latest earnings call, which could mean acquisitions, new projects, or optimizing existing mines. If they play their cards right, this could significantly boost revenue and free cash flow in the coming years. Something to watch for long-term upside. Geographic diversification. Their revenue by geographic segments shows a wide spread across the Americas. Expanding further or optimizing operations in high-potential regions could open new doors, especially if they tap into less saturated markets or secure favorable regulatory environments. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's hovering at a reasonable level compared to industry averages. If their growth plans pan out, this could signal that the stock is undervalued right now, offering a buying window for patient investors who believe in their execution. Threats. Commodity price volatility. Let's be real. Mining stocks live and die by commodity prices. If silver or gold takes a nosedive due to market sentiment or macroeconomic shifts, Pan American Silver's revenue and stock price will feel the heat. Long-term investors need to stomach this kind of cyclical risk. Industry and sector headwinds. Comparing their performance to industry and sector trends, it's clear that the basic materials space isn't always a smooth ride. Industry averages for PE ratios and performance over the past year show that Pan American Silver isn't immune to broader downturns, which could drag them down even if they're executing well. Regulatory and environmental challenges. Mining companies are under constant scrutiny for environmental impact, and as noted in their earnings call, regulatory challenges are a real concern. Stricter rules or community pushback in key operating regions could lead to costly delays or shutdowns, definitely a risk to monitor. Currency and geopolitical risks. Operating across multiple countries exposes them to currency fluctuations and geopolitical instability. If tensions rise in a key region or if local currencies weaken, their costs and profitability could take a hit, something long-term investors can't ignore. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Pan American Silver Corp is a fascinating play for long-term investors who are comfortable with the ups and downs of the mining world. On one hand, their leadership in silver production, diversified revenue, and focus on cash flow make them a compelling option in the precious metals space. On the other hand, debt levels, operational risks, and the ever-present threat of commodity price swings mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. For those of you with a stomach for volatility, the opportunities around rising demand and potential growth initiatives could make this a rewarding hold over the next decade. But keep your eyes peeled for how they manage their balance sheet and navigate regulatory minefields. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that wealth.